A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. Who do you say that I am? It's such a personal question. When Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do others say that I am?" everyone has an answer. It's easy to report back to Jesus what they've heard, or even to speculate about others' faith. But when it gets personal, only Peter speaks up. And in Luke's gospel, Peter receives no praise or affirmation from Jesus. Instead, Jesus rebukes the disciples, ordering them not to tell anyone. Why? This question comes almost halfway through Luke's gospel, and at this point the disciples have heard Jesus proclaim the kingdom of God, preach in the synagogues, and speak in parables. They have seen him cure lepers, a paralytic, a man with a deformed hand, and a centurion's servant. They have witnessed him cast out a multitude of demons, calm a storm with a word, raise a widow's son from death to give him back to his mother, and go off by himself to deserted places to pray. With all they have seen, they could have answered Jesus' question any number of ways. You are Jesus, the wonder worker, Jesus, the healer, Jesus, the one who eats with sinners. Maybe this was, in fact, the type of answer that Jesus was looking for. When he's asked by John's disciples, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus does not assent or deny. Instead, he says, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." Jesus identifies himself not with a title, but with actions. And perhaps that's why Peter's definitive proclamation, "You are the Christ of God," is met with rebuke. If Jesus is revealed through what he does, at this point in the gospel, he hasn't done it all yet. The disciples may have encountered Jesus the healer and wonder worker, but they have not yet encountered Jesus the crucified. As in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, Jesus responds to this proclamation by redirecting the disciples to the Passion. He tells them, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." For it seems the only way to Easter Sunday, the full revelation of Jesus, is through the events of Good Friday. And so it is for us too. It is often easier to proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior than to face the revelation of Jesus' ultimate vulnerability on the cross and to see its implication for our own lives. No matter how confident we are of the divinity and authority, the glory and majesty of Jesus, our lives must conform, as his did, to the Paschal mystery. When we consider the question, "Who do you say that I am?" we might respond, "You are Jesus, the Christ of God." Or we might echo the hymn in Philippians, "You are the one who humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." It is only when we hold these two in tension that we can live in the full dynamism of Christian faith. Jesus defies labels and being reduced to a single dimension. Rather, he shows us strength in vulnerability, wholeness in brokenness, and light in darkness. We cannot know Jesus, the Lord of the universe, without encountering Jesus, broken and vulnerable on the cross. In today's gospel, we are challenged, like the first disciples, to think about our own answer to the question, "Who do you say that I am?" Because ultimately, our answer to this question of who Jesus is will determine who we strive to be as his disciples.